Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Everywhere we look, people are searching for a meaningful life. Some pursue success, while others chase after wealth, pleasure, or recognition. Yet these things often leave the heart unsatisfied. Deep within, we know there must be more to life than simply existing, enduring, or striving without true fulfillment. God never intended for us to live in defeat, emptiness, or constant struggle. Instead, He has prepared a life of abundance, joy, and peace for all who walk with Him. Each day is a fresh opportunity to step into the life God has designed. We don't have to settle for less or be weighed down by fear, doubt, or despair. God has called us into a better way of living, one marked by His joy, His peace, and His presence. In today's sermon titled, There's a Better Way to Live, Evangelist Paul Acqua invites you to step out of the ordinary and into an extraordinary way of being. Let's join in.
Rejoicing every day is a better way to live. So you may ask, how do you rejoice every day? And that reminds me of John chapter 10 verse 10, where Jesus said the enemy does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life and give it more abundantly. So I just rejoice over that and I thank God for that. Psalms 118 verse 24 also says, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. You see, so I just want to stir you up and just encourage you that not only is the day, any day you wake up, not only is the day that God has made for you to rejoice and be glad, but I tell you, this whole week, this whole month, God has got strategic divine appointments waiting for you. I can assure you that. And let's not waste it on our carnality. Don't waste a day. He said it's a day God has made. And every good and perfect gift comes from God. And if He has made a day, and He's instructing you to rejoice and be glad in it, my friend, He never told you to be despair. He never told you to be anxious. He never told you to live in depression. On the day you wake up, every day you wake up, be excited that it is a good day God has made. So let's not waste it on ourselves by being selfish. Let's recognize that there is something bigger and greater going on here in our day today. And that's going to produce for us and flow through us in everlasting supernatural life that is going to bring transformation to you and people around you in Jesus' name. So there is joy. There are many, many things you can do to really create that joy which is in your spirit. There is, for example, there is joy in prayer. There is joy in communicating with the Lord. There is joy to be in the presence of God. You can choose to rejoice, my friend. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and this is Paul speaking through the Holy Spirit. He's saying, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy. Hallelujah. Making request for you all with joy. And this is Paul writing to the Philippians. He said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy. So he makes request for people with joy. There is joy in prayer. Bible says, ask and receive, so your joy will be full. You can pray and believe that you have received those things, even if you haven't seen them manifested in your life. So prayer is communing with God. You know, the Greek word means to speak to. So it means commune with God or communicate with God. So it's not necessarily asking Him for things. It's just communing with Him. And there is another word called supplication, which means you are making requests. But you know, oftentimes it's prayer and supplication they put together. Prayer, supplication. For example, the Bible says that be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. You see? So first you are just communing with God and loving Him, praising Him, and enjoying yourself in His presence. Then you can have supplications where you take your requests or troubles or problems to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. So you wake up every day, just rejoice that God has good plans for you. God has got something good for you. God is a good God. He's kind. He's marvelous. So there is joy in communicating with God. If you don't communicate with God, then you are obviously thinking and communicating with your troubles and problems. So let me say that again. If you are not communicating with God, you are communicating with your troubles, with your problems, with all the things coming against you. You cannot communicate with your problem or commune with your trouble and have joy. Now, Bible says, roll all your cares unto me. God is good. He's a prayer answering God. Roll your burdens unto Him. And there is joy also in the presence of God. I'm talking about the fact that there is a better way to live. And that means rejoicing every single day, no matter what. So when you spend time with God, you are in His presence. The Bible says in Psalm 16 verse 11 that you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. So in your presence is fullness of, did He say fullness of depression now? Did He say fullness of worry or fullness of sorrow? No, I'm sorry, He did not say that. The Bible says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. My friend, you can rejoice every day. And joy of the Lord is our strength. There is joy in communion with God. You cannot hang out with God and not have joy in your heart. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. Bible says that I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yes, because in His presence, in His house, there is fullness of joy. There is liberty. There is freedom. So if you are complaining before the Lord, then you are not going to have joy. So why is joy so important? First of all, joy is a source of our strength. So what we realize in the Bible, in Nehemiah, we know this famous phrase in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. It says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, it says, then He said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Now listen, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I love that. He said, go home and prepare a feast and share it with those who don't have anything. This day is holy to God. Don't feel bad. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. So joy is connected to strength, my friend. Just have joy and yes, it will be your strength. Receive it. Receive this with joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Receive this with joy. What does the joy of the Lord is my strength mean? How can we apply it to our daily lives? That could be a very good question that you may ask. He says, do not sorrow. And that's a choice. It's a choice you got to make. People burn out every day. And we hear a lot about that. Well, I'm just burned out. They will say that. Just because you are not living from His joy, that's why you are burned out. I'm telling you, the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is patience, is kindness, is goodness, is faithfulness, and self-control. They are all inside your spirit. Hallelujah. Don't burn out. Why? Because they are trying to live in their own strength rather than the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. So they keep saying, I'm burned out, I am this. You cannot live a better life when you try to live life from your own strength. Let me repeat this. You cannot live a better life when you try to live life from your own strength. It's going to be a tough life. And that's why people are saying, I just don't know what to do. If you only knew what I'm going through, that's what they would say. I'm just so depressed. What about this and what about that? And what about if this happens? They will come out with all these kind of if statements because you are living in your own strength. But when you choose to live from His joy, you can be joyful. And no matter what is happening to you, I'm telling you, no matter the situation you are in, if you will choose His joy, you will have strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I can have peace no matter what's going on. I can have joy no matter what is coming against me. It's about what you believe. He will fill you with all joy and with all peace, I'm telling you. Do you believe that? What do you believe? When you are joyful, you have energy. When you are joyful, energy is abundant in you. Have you ever gone through depression before? It just saps the energy out of you. And so the more you have joy, the more you have strength. Joy is associated with the release of a scientific term, endorphins. The scientist says there is a release of endorphins when you have joy. When joy is present, there is some sort of chemicals that elevate. They will elevate your energy levels. Endorphins are chemicals in your body that provide energy. They are chemicals providing energy for you. And when you are joyful, these chemicals are released, even in science. So when you are depressed, it just sucks the life out of you. Don't let circumstances ruin your day. Joy is a choice because it's the circumstances that can get us down and up. You see what I mean? Choose joy by casting your burdens unto the Lord. Choose joy by praying and receiving so your joy will be full. I am choosing to be joyful, I'm telling you. That problem or burden is not going to ruin my day. It's not going to really destroy my day. It's not going to bother me. Why? Because there is joy in faith. When you trust in God and you cast your burdens unto Him and believing He's got it right and has provided and is doing something about your problem, that's when you have joy, my friend. I'm telling you, if you are just deliberating on your own problem, trying to solve it, then I tell you, you cannot have joy. Go to the throne of grace where you will have mercy, where you will have grace, where you will have help in time of need. This is your time of need. And if you know you trust this God you are praying to, then you know He's handling the situation, even if you haven't seen it physically manifested. I tell you, trusting in God is really bringing joy to you. The joy of the Lord is your strength, my friend. If you are a believer in Christ, make sure you are tapping into this joy which is in your spirit. And you will continue to have that strength to stand against anything coming against you. He who is in you is greater than the one coming out against you. And if you are not a believer in Christ, I'm telling you, this is not applicable to you. The first step you got to take is to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, and His joy will be your strength. If you will do that right now, pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.